CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Did you all have a hard day sightseeing?
Oh, we didn't do much today. We were all kind of tired, so we walked around London and walked through St. James Park. Had lunch at a fish and chip place called the Swan's Nest.
Oh?
Your eyes look much better, dear.
Oh, do they? Yeah, I stopped in at the doctor. He said to keep on with the medicine, though, for another 3 days.
Uh-huh.
He said conjunctivitis is kind of hard to clear up. You have to keep after
it. Uh-huh. Well, honey, I had a wonderful idea today. Listen.
Yeah, well, it's favorable. I got to call New York right away.
Call New York? From England?
Oh. Yeah, that's where we are.
It's across the fortune, across the ocean.
Business call, the company will pay for it. Pete says sometimes you two act as though you're living in the Middle Ages. Well, business firms make long-distance calls all over the world all the time.
No, but...
So, though I can see that you're both shocked and disapproved, will you excuse me while I put this call in?
Oh, honey, you are wonderful, really.
And what brought that on?
Well, it's the first time I've ever thought of you as a big shock. Well, listen, anybody who can just call New York from England so casually, as though you're just ordering groceries.
Yes. Well, I'm writing to your mother, and I'll tell her about it. She'll be so thrilled.
Oh, for
won't
she
go?
Nothing at all. Just a routine. Hello, operator. I want to put a long-distance call through across the ocean to New York. Yes.
Just in time for the big Labor Day weekend. Just in time for the World Series. And for the opening of the football season, your nearby Firestone dealer or store that features home supplies is selling Philco portable transistor radios for as little as $19.95. No, this is not a cheap foreign-made radio. It's the Philco Beat Personal Radio, an American-made portable that's no bigger than a pack of king-size cigarettes. It's just one of the many Philco portable transistor radios now on sale at prices that fit every pocketbook. So go to your nearby Firestone dealer or store featuring home supplies right away and see the complete line of Philco portables, priced as low as $19.95. Remember, you can open a 30-day charge account, or you can buy on convenient budget terms at your nearby Firestone dealer or store.
Haven't you gotten your call through to New York yet?
No, not yet. The operator's going to call me as soon as she gets it. I made it person to person to Mr. Wigglefoot.
Well, while you're waiting, dear, could I tell you about the wonderful idea that I had today?
Well, when the call comes through, though, I want you all to keep quiet so I can hear you. Understand?
We will. Aunt Effie's busy doing postcards, and Betsy's got her crayons and her coloring book on the floor in their room in there. While we're waiting, do you want to hear my idea, huh?
Oh, yeah, all right. But I may have to interrupt you if the phone rings.
Oh, sure. Well, you said something about renting a car next week and driving up to the Stratford country, and I think we should plan, definitely, take Betsy to a Shakespearean play.
Shakespearean play? No, she wouldn't get a thing out of it.
Oh, she would.
No, besides that, she shouldn't be kept up so late. And anyhow, I only said we might go. We might rent a car, I said, and drive to Stratford. Anyhow, if we did, we'd have to be on a weekend. I'm tied up here on business. I think it's just go waltzing off, sightseeing around the countryside.
Do you realize how marvelous it would be for Betsy to see a Shakespearean play done at Stratford on Avon? She'd remember it all her life, dear.
Oh, all her life. She wouldn't remember 2 minutes. I never can. I don't even know what's going on when I'm watching it.
Oh, honey, now don't say that to anybody but me. Shakespeare is accepted as the world's greatest writer.
Not by me, and I don't care. I've pretended all my life I love Shakespeare. I've gone to them play after play, and I have reached a stage in my life where I'm just going to admit that I don't see what's so funny about those comedies.
Oh.
Well, Hamlet doesn't send me. Let's just put it that way. Oh. All right, go on and look shocked. I can't help
it. Shocked? I should hope you don't say that in front of anybody else, especially Betsy. I want her to grow up having an appreciation of some of the finest.
Look, there's time enough for her to... Oh!
All right. Yeah. Here,
all right, now, everybody keep quiet, will you? Quiet! Hello? Yes. Yes? Yes, Mr. Wigglesworth. Yes, uh-huh. Look, well you sent me a cable about buying an authentic 15th century suit of armor for some client in Texas, and what? Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, it is. It's a very good connection. Well, look, you said in the cable you had promised delivery in 6 weeks, but I've looked into the matter here, and all the authentic suits of armor are in museums, and... What?
Is
what?
Daddy talking to America?
No,
can I talk to Grandma?
No, it isn't Grandma.
Look, the point is, Mr. Wigglesworth, I was told the only possible chance to get an authentic suit of armor would be in some castle where the family still resided. Some castle. Yes, and also willing to part with one of their family heirlooms, you might say. What? Well, I don't know anybody who lives in a castle. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Yes. All right, sir. Goodbye.
Goodbye? Did you ask how the weather was or anything?
I didn't know all the way across. What did he say?
He said, and I quote, "Remember my motto, nothing is impossible."
Oh.
Drive around, stop in some castles and ask, he said. I tell you, I got that guy's a nut.
Oh.
Then he said, I'm going to hang up. I got another call waiting from Brazil.
Oh,
Brazil,
really?
Yeah, where the nuts come from. Oh, goodbye, and he hangs up.
Oh, honey, it's so exciting all these long... Still, dear, if he wants you to drive around the countryside, we could have a legitimate reason for going to Stratford and seeing a Shakespearean play.
Look, I just can't think about that now.
Daddy was talking to America. Why wasn't Grandma there?
Oh, now, Beth, you know that Daddy wasn't calling Grandma.
How much do you think the phone call cost, dear?
You stop in some castles and ask to buy a suit of armor.
Dear?
What? I don't know.
The phone call
about $15, I think, for 3 minutes. I looked it up. I think that's what it is. Boy, can you see me pulling up to some castle and saying, I say that.
I got an idea.
Yes, and I know what it is.
Huh?
And I'll share this sketch with you.
Oh, it'll be wonderful. We find out how everything is going.
Oh, no, we're so far away, and I
have been worried about leaving him, you know.
No, but I never thought of talking to him.
No, I didn't need a fight. Don't
you? Yes. It would be so exciting.
What's Sam Hill yes. talking about?
Oh, dear.
Your mother talked to him. We can find out how Bobby is. Maybe they can hold him up to the phone, you know.
Hold him up to the phone? Yes. $15 for 3 minutes?
Oh, yes, please, dear. We'll split it
three ways. I'll pay a third out of my
house. And I'll pay a third.
Okay.
Let's do it right now.
Wait a minute.
Don't come
at me so fast.
Please. Daddy, I want to talk to Grandma.
Your mother would be so thrilled to hear your voice all the way from London.
Your mother would be so thrilled to hear his voice, period. He never calls even when he's home, and it's only 50 cents.
Aunt Effie, please.
Well, I think it's disgraceful when men get married. They never think to call their mothers to write them. Any time your mother has said to me, if my boy would only call.
I do think
calling her from London, England, would make up a lot for it.
Oh, all right. I know your schemes. All right. We'll call home, honestly.
Wait a minute.
I have consented, but just a minute. Now, wait a minute, will you? Let's get organized.
Uh-huh.
We can't talk long, and we all want to say something, so let's plan this phone call.
Let's make a list.
First, we'll ask
how Bobby is, and maybe they can hold him up and he'll babble.
Oh, I just love this.
I want to be sure and ask him to go over to my house and see how the people we rented it to are treating it.
Yes.
Also, how my roses are doing.
I'm going to tell Grandma all about our trip.
Now, look, you pick one thing to tell her about, Betsy. Uh-huh. We've only got a minute apiece, not even that.
My house, roses. I want to be sure and tell her that Bobby has to have his other booster shot.
Oh, yes.
They better drive over to our regular doctor.
Oh, look, if they're driving over, I'll tell Dad to go out to our house and check that basement window. All right, now look, we'll sit down. We'll make out a list of everything we want to say so we don't waste time or money. Then I'll put the call through.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Back to school time, when youngsters meet old friends and make new ones. It's a time for new beginnings in learning and social life, of new challenge. The way a youngster approaches his studies has a lot to do with the way he progresses in them. your complete interest at home, beginning before the school year starts, will have a definite effect on your child's attitude toward what lies ahead, will help convert apathy to enthusiasm, make learning more fun. Here's one way your youngster can learn and have fun at the same time. Flashcards are fun, and they can help your child learn his ABCs. Give your child the advantages of a good school start by getting alphabet picture flashcards, one of the famous fun and learning Milton Bradley teaching aids. And then keep up interest with Flash Words, the game that teaches words at sight. All Milton Bradley teaching aids are stimulating, educator-approved, and grade-identified. At fine stores everywhere, for fun and learning, Milton Bradley teaching aids.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. I will get it. Quiet. Hey, hello. Yes, yes, it is. Hello.
Hello,
Mother. Yes. Yes, Mother, calling from London. How are you, Mother? Oh, fine. Just fine, thanks. How's Dad? What did he just yell at him?
Yeah,
they're both here. Yo, hold on just a minute, Mother. Hello, Mother.
How are you? Fine. Oh, wonderful. Yes, just a wonderful time. Wish you were here. I know, just as though we're in the next room. Isn't it? Yes, she's here. Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, fine. How are you? Oh, just having a wonderful time. Wish you were here.
Yes, I know.
Just as though we were in the next room, huh?
Yes,
she's right here. Betty. Yeah. Betty.
Betty, come here. Hurry up. Well, yes, come on.
Come here and say hello. Yes, 3,000 miles.
Then. No.
Oh, what do you mean, no?
Don't waste the call. Let me say something.
Harriet. How's the weather back home?
You get up to that phone and say hello to your grandmother.
No, I don't want to. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah,
you're the one who wanted to talk to
them. Yes, this is your dad.
Oh, come on.
Yes, let me talk to him. Hello, Dad. Fine, Dad. How are you? Yes, it's wonderful. You want?
Hello, Dad.
How are you?
Yes, fine. Oh, wonderful trip.
Yes.
Wish you were here.
What? I have 3 minutes left.
Never mind, dear. It seemed like 3 minutes.
And what in Sam Hill was the matter with you?
I don't know. Oh, I never even asked about our own baby.
We might as well tear up the list.
A Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart speaking.